Give It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Beaver, do you have that shirt on wrong side out?
Yeah, Dad.
Well, why on earth would you do a thing like that?
Because it's dirty on the other side.
Well, why didn't you just put on a clean shirt?
Because all my clean shirts are dirty.
Well, Wally, I guess tomorrow's a big day for you, huh, boy?
Gee, how come, Dad?
It's your birthday.
Oh. Well, it's not such a big deal. It happens to everybody.
Would you like to have some of your friends over and have a little party?
Gee, that'd be great. You can have prizes and hats, and I can have Lamb and Dell over, and we can eat ice cream and everything.
Well, heck, I don't want to have a party. That's kid stuff.
Well, it's your birthday. What would you like to do?
I don't know. I'd like to take Eddie Haskell down and get some hamburgers, down to the drugstore, and then go to the movies.
Well, that's fine. How do you feel about birthday presents? You consider that kid stuff, too?
Gosh, no.
Well, that's good. We won't have to return yours.
Well, if you like, you could give them to me tonight.
Oh, no, we can wait till tomorrow.
I'd give you mine now, Wally, but I haven't bought it yet.
You haven't bought it yet?
No, but I'll buy it in the morning.
Oh, that's okay, Beef. Can I make shears now?
Certainly.
Me too?
Of course.
Hey, Wally, do you want a gift?
Ward, about the watch. Which one did you decide on?
Well, you know, buying a wristwatch for a boy is kind of a problem. You have to buy one cheap enough so it doesn't matter too much if he loses it, and yet it's got to be expensive enough so he knows you trust him.
Well, maybe we could just let him wear it on Sundays.
Oh, no, dear. We have to go all the way.
I suppose so.
You know, I was just thinking this will be the first birthday Wally hasn't spent with all of us. I guess as you get older, parents just don't wear as well as hamburgers and movies.
Well, Wally was on the telephone before supper talking to Eddie about tomorrow. I think we're competing with something a little more basic than hamburgers.
Basketball?
Mm-mm. G-I-R-L-S.
Girls?
Mm-hmm.
Wally! Hey, Wally, about tomorrow!
Cut it out, Beef. I'm talking to Eddie. Hey, Eddie, did Mary Ellen Rogers really say she'd be there? Yeah, huh? Well, I guess if we got there early enough and grabbed a booth, they'd have to sit with us. Yeah. Well, and then maybe we could sound them out of what movie they're going to and pretend like we were going there, too. Oh, okay, Eddie. I'll see you about 11:30. Bye.
Guess that's how come you don't want a party. You're going to eat hamburgers with the girls.
Well, it's not a date or anything, Beav. Well, we said we might be there, and they said they might be there. Well, nobody might be there.
Gee, well, I thought you'd have a party here.
Why?
Because I was counting on getting some fun out of your birthday.
Well, gee, Beav, I promised Eddie, and I wouldn't want to let him down.
Oh, sure, Wally. Remember a couple of years ago you had that yellow birthday cake with the cowboys and Indians on it, and we bit the heads off the Indians?
Yeah, that was pretty corny.
And the year before that, you got a kite, and we cut up my old underwear for a tail, and it was flying all over town?
Yeah. Boy, I must have done a lot of goofy things when I was a kid on my birthday.
Sure did, Wally.
Hey, Beav, what are you getting me for my birthday?
You're not supposed to know till tomorrow.
Well, it must be something pretty good. You got $6.98 saved.
How do you know?
I found it wrapped up in your clean sock, so I counted it.
That's good. Now I won't have to count it again before I go shopping.
Hey, Beav, maybe we could mess around a little. You know, tomorrow after I get home.
Oh, sure, Wally. Maybe we could.
Hey, Mom, where's Beaver? I want to tell him something.
He went out with Larry Mondello.
Oh, well, I was just thinking. You know, I said I didn't want to have a birthday party, but... Well, maybe you can make a cake and then we could kind of eat it here.
Well, I suppose I could. Who are you planning on having?
Well, we could have you and Dad and Beaver. And I kind of have to have Eddie Haskell.
I thought you and Eddie had some other plans.
Yeah, well, it's on account of the Beaver. I think he was looking forward to my birthday more than I was.
You going to take him to the movies with you?
Yeah, I guess we could. I mean, after all, Eddie and I could accidentally run into the girl. I mean, we could eat hamburgers anytime.
Yeah, I suppose you could.
Oh, Mom, about that cake, you know, nothing fancy. A couple, three layers would be fine. Hi, Dad. You're invited, too.
Invited where?
Mom will tell you.
Hey, what's up?
Wally wants a birthday cake. And he's taking Beaver to the movies with him tomorrow.
Why the sudden change?
Well, you know, sometimes Wally complains about the Beaver always tagging along. I think he sort of misses him when he isn't there.
I'm glad he's taking him. Pretty tough for a little guy to stand around and see his brother grow away from him. What's he doing now?
Well, we left about a half an hour ago with $6.98 wrapped up in a sock.
Well, it took him long enough to save that much. I hope he gets Wally something worthwhile.
He's getting him a camera. Beaver told me that it comes with electric bulbs so that you get to take daytime pictures at night.
Sure's a neat camera, huh, Larry?
Yeah. Is that the camera set you're getting for your brother?
Uh-huh. Look, it's got a flashlight on it. So you can take pictures at night.
Yeah. Beaver, how does a camera work?
Well, you know, Larry. It looks at something, and then it comes out in a piece of paper.
But how come it comes out on a piece of paper?
I guess no one knows that. Except for the man at the drugstore.
Hey, look, Bees. Bows and arrows. Now, there's something I'd really like to have.
Yeah. If a guy had a bow and arrow like that, he could play cowboys and Indians.
Hey, Beeve, it's only $6.50. Why don't we buy it?
You got some money, Larry?
No, but you've got $6.98.
But that's for Wally's camera.
Gee, why would you buy him an expensive present? He didn't even invite you to eat hamburgers on his birthday.
Well, he was going with Eddie Haskell.
Gee, Beaver, my brother even invited me to when he got married.
To eat hamburgers?
No, wedding's a lot more important than a birthday. It's so important, they don't even yell at you for spilling stuff.
You know something, Larry? I bet when Wally gets to have a wedding, I won't even get to go.
I bet you won't either. Come on, get the bow and arrow.
But I was going to surprise Wally with the camera.
You mean he knows what you're giving him?
No, I didn't tell him.
Then you could surprise him with something else.
Well, Beaver, I suppose you want this camera set gift wrapped.
Mr. Judson?
Hmm?
I think I'll buy that bow and arrow set instead.
Beaver, you've been coming in to look at this camera for 2 weeks.
Well, we changed my mind.
Beaver, are you sure you want that bow and arrow set?
Oh, sure, I'm sure. Aren't I, Larry?
Oh, sure, you're sure.
All right. That'll be $6.50.
Here's my money.
One, two, three, four, five, six, 50. There we are. Is there something else, Beaver?
Yes. What can you wrap in a big box for this much money?
Not very much. But I'll see what I can do.
I'm all ready with the hamburgers. Wish the boys would get back. I don't know about those candles. Wally didn't want anything fancy.
Well, I hope they won't object to knives and forks.
Hey, Mom, Eddie's here.
Hello, Eddie.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver. It's nice of you to have me. I brought Wally a present. My father bought it in the city. He says you can't get anything good around here.
Oh, it's very nice of you, Eddie.
Gee, that's a very nice cake, Mrs. Cleaver.
Well, thank you.
It almost looks like you bought it in a store. Hey, Mom, can we eat our hamburgers and open my junk now?
Oh, no, Wally, we'll wait until your brother gets back with his present.
Oh. Well, couldn't you tell me what I'm getting?
Oh, no, Wally.
Oh, okay. Me and Annie will mess around until Beaver gets back. I agree, Mr. Cleaver. It takes the fun out of presents if you know what's in them. Hey, Wally. What are they giving you?
Well, I don't know.
You mean you haven't been peeking?
Heck no.
Boy, is that really taking a chance?
How come, Eddie?
Well, you know, parents are always giving you stuff they call useful, like shirts or socks or neckties.
Oh, they wouldn't give me anything like that on my birthday.
Yeah, if they're as square as my parents are, they might even give you a suit.
Oh, they wouldn't do a dirty trick like that.
Hey, we gotta take that kid brother of yours to the movies. I thought we were gonna have some fun.
Well, he's not so bad. It won't hurt to take him. And anyway, he's buying me a $6.98 present.
If you're tired, I'll carry the bow and arrows head for you, Beaver.
No, I'm all right. Larry, I don't know if I should have bought this bow and arrow set for myself.
What do you mean? It's real neat.
I mean, I don't know if I should have bought Wally such a cheap present.
That's not your fault. What else could you get him for 45 cents?
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, I'm not even getting to go to his hamburger party.
Yeah. Hey, let's shoot the bow and arrow.
Yeah, I guess we could a couple of times.
Yeah, let's shoot at Wally's present.
No, we might hit it. Look, Larry, it's not together like it was in the store.
You gotta string up the bow. That's not the way to do it. Let me try it. Boy, that's a punk bow. You sure got gypped.
Hey, what's the big idea, Larry? It took me 2 whole months to save that money.
I was only trying to help you.
What a dirty trick. I'd have sucked you right in the stomach.
Gee, you're a mean guy, Beaver. No wonder your brother wouldn't invite you to his party. Beaver?
What?
I'm sorry I busted the bow.
Yeah, I know, Larry.
Tell your brother happy birthday.
Well, now, there you are, Wally. Make a wish.
Okay, Dad. Thanks, Eddie.
Well, you better hurry up with the cake if you're all going to the movies.
Am I going too?
Well, sure, Beav. After all, it's my birthday.
Yeah.
Attaboy, Wally. Now, I know you're anxious to open your presents. This one is from your Aunt Martha.
Gee, thanks. Hey, it's a check.
How much?
$10.
Oh. What else you got?
Here, Wally. Why didn't you open this one? It's from your father and me.
This is neat. Hey, boy, look, Beef. A neat watch.
Yeah, sure is all right.
Well, gee, thanks, Mom.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Dad.
I got a gold watch. Belonged to my grandfather. He was almost a millionaire. Here, Wally, this is for me.
Oh, gee, thanks, Eddie. Gee, a neat microscope.
Well, Eddie, that's a very lovely gift.
It's the kind the scientists use. The atomic scientist.
Well, Beaver, why don't you give Wally your present?
Now?
Well, of course now.
Hey, thanks, Steve.
I haven't the faintest idea what it could be.
Neither do I.
Well, gee, thanks, Beef. It's real neat.
Yeah, I got one when I was in the fourth grade.
Wally, aren't you going to open the rest of your presents?
Where are you going, Beaver?
I think I ate my hamburger too fast. I got a stomachache in my head.
Well, Wally, suppose you open this one. It's from your Uncle Tom in Florida.
Machine works wonderfully since you fixed it. Boys home in the movies?
Uh-huh, they're up in their room.
What's the matter, dear?
I keep thinking about that present Beaver got for his brother.
Wonder what happened to that camera.
I don't know. But he went out of here this morning with $6.98. He came back with that cheap little toy.
You don't suppose he lost the money?
I don't think so. I believe I'll just call Judson up and find out exactly what did happen.
Hey, Pete. You gotta see these funny-looking bugs running around in a drop of water.
I don't want to see any funny-looking bugs.
Hey, Beef. Did you see this neat pen and pencil set Uncle Tom sent me from Florida?
I saw it.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Judson. Goodbye. Beaver spent $6.50 on a bow and arrow set for himself.
Hey, Beef, I really liked what you gave me.
You did not. It was just a hunk of junk, and you're just saying that to make me feel bad.
Okay, it was a hunk of junk.
Oh, Beef.
Yeah, Dad?
Come here a minute, will you? Beaver, you left here this morning to go to the store with $6.98, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
And you were going to buy a camera for Wally, isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
But when you came back, you had a 25-cent present.
No, sir. Well, it cost 45 cents.
Beaver, what did you do with the rest of the money?
Bought a bow and arrow set.
For Wally?
No, for myself.
Beaver, that wasn't a very nice thing to do. Why'd you do it?
I guess because I'm not a very nice boy.
Oh, now, Beaver, I can't really believe that. I think there was another reason why you bought the bow and arrow set.
Yes, Beaver. Why did you spend the money on yourself?
Well, because Wally didn't invite me on his hamburger party. And Larry's brother even took him along on his wedding.
Oh, I see. Well, Beef, it started out that way, but Wally actually had his party here, and he took you to the movies with him. He came through for you when the chips were down, didn't he?
I know, and that's how come I don't feel so good.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think I have a way that'll make you feel all right again.
Do you really, Dad?
Yep. Where's the bow and arrow set now?
Out in the garage.
Well, suppose you took the bow and arrow set back to the store and got your money back and bought that camera for Wally. That'd make you feel a lot better, wouldn't it?
Sure would, but...
I'll get it.
Okay. But what?
Hello?
Well,
Just a minute.
Dad,
Word is for you, Fred Rutherford.
Oh, yeah, listen, you do what I say. You go on down there, get that camera, and see if you don't feel a whole lot better, okay, boy?
All right, Dad.
What I can't understand the Beaver buying that present for himself. It's just not like him to be selfish.
Well, I hate to say this, dear, but maybe it's a sign he's growing up. Hello, Fred.
Hey, Dad. Mom? Dad? Hey, Mom, Dad. Hey, Dad, I've been watching the beaver from upstairs. For the past 15 minutes, he's been walking around the block with a box under his arm.
Yeah, we know, Wally. We've been watching him, too.
Well, gosh, what's up?
Never mind, Wally.
Here he comes again.
Yeah, Wally, you better go on up to your room. I want to talk to your brother.
Gosh, you think a guy could have some fun on his birthday?
Goodbye, Wally.
He's hiding the box in the bushes.
Beaver, come here a minute, will you?
Okay, Dad.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hi. Sit down, Beaver. Oh, Beaver. Did you make the bow and arrow set back?
Well, I tried to, but I couldn't.
Why couldn't you?
Well, policeman wouldn't let me cross the street.
What policeman?
Well, he didn't tell me his name. He just said I couldn't cross the street.
Beaver, we've been watching you, and you didn't go back to the store at all, did you?
Well, I think when I was there this morning, I think the man said it was going to be closed. I think he said it was going to be closed for a long time.
Beaver, you went out of here with your mind all made up to do the right thing and get that camera for Wally. Now, can you give me one good reason why you didn't take that bow and arrow set back?
Yes, sir. I busted it.
You broke it?
Yeah. I only bought it because I thought Wally was being mean to me. And on the way home, I wanted to try it out. But first, I had to string it up. And when Larry tried to string it up, it busted. And if you want to hit me, go ahead, because I'm tired of walking around the block.
Oh, Beaver, honey. Honey, your daddy's not going to hit you.
Well, of course I'm not going to hit you. I understand why you bought the bow and arrow set. You thought Wally was being mean to you. But, Beaver, two wrongs never made a right.
Yeah, I know, Dad. I was just trying to get even with him. I bet I can never get Wally to like me again.
Oh, of course you can, Beaver. Look, honey, you just go upstairs and you tell Wally you're sorry.
Just say I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm.
I think I done something really awful, and I'd have to do a lot more than that.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Beaver. I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, but I've never made one yet that it didn't at least help to say I was sorry.
Well, all right, Dad.
Hey, Beef, turn the light out, will you? I want to see how my watch glows in the dark.
Okay, Wally. Hey, Wally.
Yeah, Beef?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for what?
For starting out to buy you a camera. And then by myself a busted bow and arrow.
It's okay, Beef. I know how it is. One time when I was a kid like you, Mom sent me to the market for some pancake flour. Right on the next shelf, I saw a whole quart of chocolate syrup.
You bought that instead?
Yeah. I sat in a vacant lot and drank the whole can. You know something, Beef? Every time I look at chocolate syrup now, I feel kind of funny.
Yeah. I guess I'll feel the same way. Every time I look at a bow and arrow.
Yeah. Well, good night, Beef.
Good night, Wally. Happy birthday. Hey, Wally. What time is it?
It's 9:15.
Thanks.
You're welcome. ¶¶
Ha, ha, ha.